This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two Fort Carson soldiers hurt in a helicopter crash are back at home. That's good news. They were released from the hospital after suffering minor injuries on Wednesday night. Officials say that the two were in the middle of a training exercise when something went wrong, and that happened on their AH-64 Apache helicopter. It crashed. It's from the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade, 4th Infantry Division. All military aircraft on the base remain grounded as an Army team from Alabama investigates. The Biden administration has approved $60 million in emergency relief funds for Maryland following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
The funds were approved after a request from Governor Wes Moore. The emergency funds provide an initial down payment to help Maryland manage ongoing disruptions to traffic, supply chains, and daily life, and is the first step in the joint effort to reconstruct the Key Bridge. The bridge collapsed overnight Tuesday after it was struck by a container vessel. 8 construction workers were on the bridge at the time of the collapse. 2 were rescued. The bodies of 2 others were recovered Wednesday, and efforts to locate the remaining 4 will continue when the conditions are safe for recovery divers. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It's now up to Colorado voters to decide if murder suspects should stay behind bars until trial. A bill to take away their right to bail cleared the final hurdle yesterday. The Senate approved it less than a year after the state's highest court ruled that bond must be granted since there is no death penalty. The goal is to keep those charged with first-degree murder in jail when there's enough evidence against them. The measure will appear on the November ballot and needs at least 55% of the vote to reinstate the option of no bail. A proposed bill would limit hard liquor sales in Colorado to liquor stores, reversing the current state law. Sponsors of House Bill 1373 say liquor is too easily available and easy access is putting a burden on small businesses. Opponents of the bill say it will infringe on what Colorado voters have already decided on. The bill would also limit the alcohol content of drinks sold at grocery stores to 14% or less. It's scheduled to be heard in committee next week.
Since bills are on the table, let's talk about another one. Colorado bill that would prevent another mass shooting is advancing. The Senate approved changing how gun sales are categorized. Bank and credit card companies list those as sporting goods, but this bill creates a separate merchant code for guns and ammunition. The lawmakers behind the effort say that it would make it easier to identify if someone is spending a lot of money quickly on weapons. They point out that that was the case with the Aurora movie theater massacre in 2012. The bill heads to the House for a final vote. And the ballot is almost set for Colorado's special election. A Republican committee nominated Greg Lopez last night to serve out the rest of former Congressman Ken Buck's seat, who resigned last week. Lopez used to be the mayor of Parker and directed the Small Business Administration. Democrats scheduled to pick their nominee on Monday. Voters will choose from the 2 candidates on June 25th, the same day as the state's primary.
A Colorado Springs landmark reopens today. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman with that story.
The Broadmoor Seven Falls has been a popular tourist attraction since the early 1880s. As the name suggests, it features 7 cascading waterfalls in a box canyon with a total height of 180 feet. Visitors can climb 224-step staircase to see it or take an elevator to the Eagle's Nest viewing platform. The park also has hiking trails, rope bridges, zip lines, and a restaurant. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Utah is the most affordable state in the U.S. That's according to a recent report from USA Today Homefront. The designation takes multiple factors into consideration, ranking each state based on the cost of living. This includes money spent on groceries, gas, taxes, housing, and health care. The cost of health care here is lower than in any other state, in Utah, I should say. The study shows that Utah residents spend the least percentage of their income on necessities. That means they also have the most left over for discretionary spending.
And finally, Punxsutawney Phil may not have much time on his hands to predict the future in early springs. He just became a father. The Groundhog Club says Phil and Phyllis have given birth to 2 healthy babies. The babies are with their parents at the zoo inside the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. The names of the new babies have not yet been announced.
Partly cloudy and mild as we head into your Friday afternoon. 61 degrees, Colorado Springs, 68 in Pueblo. We'll be mild and breezy to windy both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-60s, Colorado Springs, low 70s for the Pueblo area. And we are still tracking a chance for some rain and snow as we head overnight and back to work on Monday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.